Hello, namaste, and welcome to Awaken Your Light Radio Show. My name is Karen Cressman. I am a multiversal shaman, spiritual interpreter, and self-empowerment coach. And I want you to really hear the interpreter part of that statement. I'm going to take it off on another tangent because I was just nudged by the wise ones to do that. It is becoming more and more clear to me that the reason I don't get as much guidance, or didn't used to, before 2012, I couldn't really hear wisdom as well if I wasn't journeying as I do now. And what I'm very clear about is that when I go through the portal and into another dimension, I am free of the mind control technologies on Earth. And that is what has allowed me to distinguish the difference. Before that, we can be, if we're on the planet, we can be influenced by the mind control devices and beings who pretend to be something they're not. It's so clear to me when I listen to some channelers and they state things that I am crystal clear, unconditional love and light beings that I talk to would never say. They will never tell you what to do or what you have to do. I've never, ever heard God especially say that to me. He always questions me, and he always provides me possibilities and potential outcomes. But I'm never told what to do. So I want to say all of that, and that's why I'm so adamant to say that I'm an interpreter. Now, yes, I interpret things through my filters, and I'll be the first to own that. And it is the reason why I started this work in 2002, and the wise ones wouldn't come to me until 2008. And when I asked them why, they said, because we had to know that your ability to interpret us was pure and that you would bring forth messages of love. And you've proven over and over and over that you won't deliver something that's disempowering. I'm really adamant about that. And I've heard so many spiritual teachers and channelers say, hey, I'm just the messenger. And that is so not in alignment with my heart, my beliefs, and my training. I will only interpret it if I can bring it forth in an empowering way. If I can turn it around to something that has a silver lining, if I can give somebody the intentionality from the message that will cause them to feel better and more expansive about who they are and the light being that they already exist as. It's very interesting to me, and I've had to really powerfully state that intentionality over and over and over again. There is a distinction between a channeler and an interpreter. Yes, I still have filters. Yes, what I interpret things as comes through the little girl who grew up in the country and was raised Lutheran and has experienced many life and businesses and cultures and expressions and stage, I want to say stage theatrical growth, because as an actress, believe it or not, I was somebody who the training that I got literally took me apart piece by piece. I had to undo Karen to be able to recreate another character. In doing that, I learned what an emotional thought causes and a physical reaction. Fascinating. Fascinating. That taught me an ability to interpret that's beyond most people if you haven't had that training. So those are my filters, and I believe that the reason I've been through around the block, so to speak, so many times in so many directions and so many angles give me this ability to interpret. I just listened to something recently that The Door, actually, he's always been involved in helping with the show, passed forward to me. It's called Meet Airl. It's A-I-R-L, I believe is the correct spelling. It is a journal of the nurse who was involved in interpreting the information that came forth from the living survivor of the Roswell crash in 1947. And it's interesting, I listened to that and I was so mesmerized by it. And I shared it with a friend and he said, wow, this feels like truth. And I kind of went, well, yes, it does. What she shared about our world and how we arrived here, and I've heard multiple secret space program people call this the prison planet. And she explains all of it in detail and how our biological forms were developed. And it just so resonated as truth to me. One of the things she talks about is how many souls get stuck here because of the mind control, and our minds are wiped between lifetimes, and that's not the case in the Dominion where she's from. And I guess that's what led me to talk about the whole interpretation thing. You really, really have to have a strong intention that you only want to hear love. Well, unconditional love. You only want to hear the truth of unconditional love. And you will only bring forth messages of love. It's interesting. It's very interesting. So, they took me in that tangent. Wise ones, what was that about? It's part of the equinox and the balance that's coming forth for all of you. It's part of what we're going to talk about. So thank you, Karen, for honoring that. Okay, they're telling me they want me to just give you the other details. Basically, the next show coming up, October 7th, is going to be the Andromeda Council update. I sent out a newsletter yesterday with the radio show updates on it, and I don't know what October 14th is yet. I just couldn't get an answer on that. So that's an unknown at this point. We'll see what comes forth for October 14th show. And, you know, if any of you have ideas, email me, Karen@KarenKressman.com. I thought about maybe doing mini divination journeys again. If there's something you want to hear or a spiritual being you want to have information from or an opportunity to talk to, let me know. I would really be, I would welcome any insights or comments that you guys want to make. Karen@KarenKressman.com. And there you go. The website's KarenKressman.com. If you haven't signed up for newsletters, I'll be bringing out another WOW, Wise Ones Wisdom newsletter next week. And for anybody in the Pennsylvania area, I will be at the Empower Holistic Light Expo in Oaks, Pennsylvania. I will be doing angel card readings on Saturday the 29th from 10 to 6. And I will be doing a Wise Ones Wisdom show live and in person on Sunday at 10:30 And they gave us the huge room, the transform room. Isn't that not perfect? The wise ones really, they really got that going this year. The transform room. And I'll be doing a light language toning meditation as well. So, it's really exciting. I'm so excited to be able to do that in person with people. So if you're in the area, you can contact me. You can go to Facebook, Karen Cressman Spiritual Interpreter. I just posted the event there with the details and information, how to get tickets, what the address is, all that good stuff. And you can also sign up for the newsletters. For those who have given a subscription or a contribution, bless you, bless you, bless you. Every time I receive that notification, I send prayers and love to all of you and ask the angels to fly with you. So thank you for that very much. All right, wise ones, what do you want turning to be today? Tumly balance. How do I tumly balance? All righty then. They love to play on words, don't they? Got it. How do I calmly balance? different than I expected. Thank you, wise ones. Wow. I hope that felt as good to all of you as it did to me. Alrighty. Wise ones, how do we autumn our equinox? Or equinox, wait, equinox our autumn. Whichever. What in the blazes it's autumn your equinox? What are you talking about? Oh, you always get me tongue twisted with all these things. Yes, we do that on purpose. Catches your attention. How else can we get you if we don't catch your attention? And we don't mean to get you. That's not the purpose of all this. You all know that. We will remind you again and again and again that the reason we make you laugh, the reason that we get you smiling, the reason we have Karen tone, it's all to up your vibration, get you out of the rutted wheel that so many of you are demanded to run every day. Yes, we see it. It's a, Karen calls it the rat race wheel. You're all just shuffling, step by step by step by step by step. And what's next, what's next, and what's next, what's next, what's next, what's next, what's next. Okay, enough, guys, I can't say that anymore. It doesn't feel good to say it again. So, exactly, exactly. The wheel is a rat race next step that's not comfortable. We get it. We get it. Yeah. As much as we're over here now and we're in the light and we've become in essence, a light form. We walk that planet. We know. We get you laughing. We get you upbeat. We get you smiling because it raises your vibration. And it is in that vibration you can receive loving wisdom. We're going to keep reminding you of that. That's the reason. And the reason we also want to remind you of that is, how can you intuit from your guides and angels and us light beings over here on this side, if you keep yourself with head down running that wheel every day? You can't. You're not in a vibratory place to be able to receive loving wisdom. Please, 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 for your own good, please find a way to shift. And yes, it would be wondrous if you could all sit and meditate for an hour. We laugh when we hear people say that on your planet. Like, you have to meditate every day for an hour. Like, yeah, right. They're obviously not running that wheel, trying to get enough sleep to get through the next day. We get it. We get it. So what we're going to offer you is, find a way that you can take those, what we said before, three deep breaths. Breathe in, breathe in, breathe in, get yourself grounded in a new way. When you do that, ask for the truth. Ask your question. Ask for the wisdom and the guidance. It can be that simple. It can be at a red light. Karen has her little trick where she hits her heart chakra. I am one with the unconditional, all-encompassing, loving light of all that is. And then she feels God embrace her. And it's from that place that she can pull in the wisdom and the answers. Or she can at least ask from the right vibration. Even if you can't get yourself there long enough to hear, you ask from the vibration which will bring you the information, and then no, you're going to get the answer. And ask yourself to be consciously aware of the answer. It can be that simple. The blessing is, this new energy that's coming in, this autumn equinox energy, is a more powerful vibration. Now, that can knock you off kilter or on kilter. And we're hoping to bring forth the information today that will get you on kilter. And here's why. As these energies are coming in, and they're pushing, 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 pushing people to see the light, to feel the higher vibration. They're pushing everybody, and they're pushing buttons. And depending on what buttons you still have that are sore spots, they're the buttons that are going to be pushed. And as Karen's brought forth on some of the other shows, be aware that there's a lot of support coming from off planet to help keep peace on the planet. Because there's a lot of people with buttons that are being pushed that would not be healthy for all of you, especially Earth. So, your buttons are being pushed. And thank goodness that most of you listening are allowing those buttons to be pushed to consciously bring awareness to what's next to let go of and heal. We're talking to the audience that is doing the work. So let's say this. be kind and compassionate for those who don't get it. Hold the field, hold the space. You are capable of that. The same as you can hold the space for yourself, you can hold it for others as well. Very important. When you get to that space of taking that deep breath, or finding some way, I am one with my source, I am one with Karen's other one is, I am one with all my light aspects. I align with all my light aspects. Get whole and complete. And then send love to the planet. You know, it can take a minute. The vibrations are there to support you to have that happen in a thought process. When you get your vibration high enough, okay? The real key here. That's the real. You want to autumn your equinox? Okay, you've got the autumn energy coming in. The autumn energy is powerful. It's on point. It's on target. It is sending the wind energy to the vibrational energy to the point of contact. Think about how autumn works. Autumn comes in. And you've got all the wind that drops the leaves off the trees, right? And that's what makes the leaves fall so that they can nourish the roots again. And those roots are going to take the fall and the winter to get nourished by all the nutrients they're getting from their leaves. And they're going to grow to support the new growth of the spring, right? There's the bottom line. Okay. How does that affect you, at least on the western half of the planet, the eastern half in spring mode? They're starting to blossom. But here's the thing. Western can support eastern. Eastern can support western when you get the balance, the equinox of it. So you're nourishing roots. You've got a wind that comes in, blows everything off the branches. Well, that is exactly what the energy is doing to you. It's hitting the point to say, this just needs to be released. This needs to be released. This needs to be released. This needs to be released. Those are your leads. And you've got to release them, and you've got to find the nourishment in them. Look at all those opportunities, all those things as, how did I grow? Look for the silver lining. You know, a lot of people could look at it and say it's a dead leaf. The earth and the trees' roots go, wow, nourishment, thank you. They don't look at it as dead. They look at it as nourishment. Everything in life can be looked at that way. You can look at what was wrong about it, or you can look at what's right about it. Look for the nourishment. That's how you autumn your equinox, your balance, your new balance in this new flow of energy. Look for the blessing. Look for the nourishment. It's just another way to say what we've been saying before. Now, when you do that, when you look for the nourishment, when you take that in and you send it out to the world, what did you just do? You supported the whole Eastern Hemisphere with their growth. Energetically, that's what you do. That is the cycle of the cosmic web of Earth and energy. You support all growth when you find the nourishment of the experience. And likewise, they're over there, you guys on the Eastern Hemisphere, you're over there taking that nourishment that you're being fed, and you're out expressing yourself and expanding yourself and looking for more ways to love, which then sends that wave of energy back to seed the Western Hemisphere. how to autumn your equinox? There's your new balance. When you get this flow, you will understand not only how to support your world, Earth, you will support your entire galaxy, your entire universe, and yourself, who is one with all of it. Because as you see and feel this new balance, as you get how to take the old and find nourishment in it, you will feed the new. And it is that old nourishment that is the, it's the vitamins, it's the minerals, it's the nutrients that gives you the strength to create the new. Truly gives you the strength. If you haven't read Karen's newsletter, Cinderella, from 2 months ago, go back and read that. It's really quite profound. We brought forth the wisdom of what that annealing does for you, what taking those leaves and finding the nourishment of them, all the things that happen to you in life, when you find the nourishment, it is the annealing that happened. It is the pounding and the molding and the searing of the new layers of metal that give the strength to the sword. It's what gives the strength to your soul. It's what's causing you to wake up and remember yourself. And if you really want to wake up and remember, go find the link to meet Ariel. And it's a YouTube video, and it's the journal, the personal journal of the woman who was the nurse and who telepathically got the wisdom from Ariel, the survivor of the Roswell crash. You're telling me to post that on Facebook? Okay. I'm going to post that on the Facebook page, so you can go to Karen Kristen, Spiritual Interpreter, and catch that link. Got it. Will do. I'll also put it on Twitter, on my Twitter account. Karen Kristen, Spiritual Interpreter Twitter account. Got it. Alrighty. Okay. Wise ones. We're ready for questions. I have a feeling it's all going to wrap up through questions. Okay, guys. So, I do have some hands up. Let me get the computer back up. You know, I've done a million things to stop it from shutting down, and none of them work. All right. So, anybody who has a question, please call 347-838-8024 and hit 1 to raise your hand. So, okay, we have 603. I know who this is.
Yeah, of course you do. Love and blessings to all.
This is Mark from Healing for Inner Peace and the Andromeda Council Show. Good morning. What question do you have for these zany guys?
Well, what's interesting is even before you started the show, I already had some ideas, which they more or less went over, which is the transition energetically from what 2018 has, bringing that to closure and moving on to the new energies in 2019. So they kind of wrapped up what it is in for 2018 and then moving forward into 2019, because as you know, working with the energies for our own individual and collective growth, evolution, transition, which right now is a major transition period for all of us, like they touched on, the Galactus coming in more direct ways through our mentors and so forth, the new technologies that they're going to be bringing in for us and so forth to improve.
Mark, you're going in and out on us. I'm sorry. You're going in and out on us like there's a tunnel. So it's not going to record right. Say again.
All right. Okay. Basically, moving forward with the energies and systems of 2018 to the new energies of 2019.
Okay. So moving forward to the new energies of 2019. Tell you what, can you call back in?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, I'll catch you the next. I have another caller, so I'll catch you after that one.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye. Okay, we've got 111. Hi, namaste. Oh, did you have your hand up?
Hi. Hi, Karen.
Hi. Hello.
Patricia.
Hi there.
No, I was.
You were just
listening. No. I thought maybe later I would wait and somebody else was new to the show that wanted to speak with you. And I'm really enjoying the analogy of the leaves because I am always saying it to my gardener friends. Like clear the land underneath all of the trees that drop the leaves because they nourish and replenish. And also feed the insects and things like that. So that was really good. And when you were talking about the video that you had just watched or the show, I was sitting there going, I have to tell her to put it on Facebook. I have to tell her. So when the wife said that, they got my message. So
they
I
did.
Wise ones. I would like to have a question about reflection on it's in relationship to myself and my daughter. There was a lot of things that we went through during the those other eclipses that hit us very hard, and her emotions were quite strung, you know, much more strung out. But I also know that through sort of anger and confronting and voicing and just, you know, yelling at the world, it also reflects change within your soul. Because I can see something's out of balance. She may not be able to see it in that reflection right now, but it may come to her. So anything that you can reflect on that, because it was a co-creation. I'm not saying it was one-sided, but being a parent, I kind of have reflected that over the years, I put up with a lot of that because there was no... In parenting, there's always a triangle between the mother, father, and daughter or child. And being a single parent, there was never really that other support system to counteract in a conversation. Like, well, that's really not how you're seeing it or anything like that. So it was always just a one-way conversation. So this question might reflect on single parenting because another friend of mine said that to me as well, that out of everything she's ever been through, from cancer to whatever, parenting, being a single parent, was the hardest. So I don't mean it being in hard. I just mean it in how do you balance that out, whether it's me, her, or her journey, or just allowing her journey. That's what I'm doing right now. There's probably
excellent
five
questions. Yeah.
Thank you.
No, really, the bottom line you're asking about is balance. And it's a good point because of the eclipses, everybody was so out of balance and so thrown from all of that, that that is why it's so critical. You've just kind of really expressed for us why it's so critical to find a new balance and why we wanted to create this show to bring forth a new balance for everyone, or at least a place to look for it if you haven't found it already. So it is a whole other conversation to talk about the triangulation that happens between a father, mother, daughter, or child, father, mother, child. It's a whole other conversation in that triangulation. And we can say that whether it's a triangulated pattern of communication or a point-to-point, which is what you experienced, you will have balance and non-balance. Either way, you're going to have issues on both sides of the spectrum. So, if we look at your situation and your daughter right now, the good news is that when you're depressed, you are deactivated from your spirit. It's when you're the furthest away from feeling your spirituality. Anger is a step towards finding it. So the good news is that she's not shut down. And the reason there's so much anger on the planet right now is because so many people have been pushed, their triggers have been pushed, that they're angry. And anger is when you feel like a victim. So you have to know what you feel victimized about in order to get beyond it. So the good news is that she is not stopped. She's in the process. She's finding what the upsets are so that she can then find a new understanding and balance. It's sort of like she's in the process of being annealed. She's in the process of being dipped in the hot metal and pounded. Dipped in hot metal, pounded. But it is through this process that she is getting annealed with strength to know who she is and who she isn't. What that's she wants and what she doesn't want.
Right. Karen and the Wise Ones, that was my conclusion that I came to a few weeks later. I mean, because I was caught in the eye of the storm. And so I reflected on that, what you're just saying, that that's part of her growth as well, of having those explosions. You know, because it's almost like when it suffocates you inside, like you're saying, it depresses you. And when you release it in any form, you actually throw it out there in the world so that you can look at it from that perspective. Do you see it when it's outside of you? You can actually see it more. And so that's just what I'm focusing on for her and myself and allowing.
Very good. Because it is the people that you trust the most to continue loving you, you're going to spew it at.
Right.
Because you trust that you can spew your yuck at those people, and they'll still be there for you. She'll hold it in around other people. Most people will. They're going.
There's a really
interesting.
They're going
to scream. Go ahead.
Yeah, there was a really interesting little chapter I wrote sort of once before about parenting, that children really do come home and dump on your doorstep because they're so overly controlled in keeping everything from the school system, from friendships, from people, that I used to experience that with her a lot. And if people actually saw the reflection of some of the things that I've experienced, they wouldn't even believe it was true. And because that was her safety net. There was no rejection from it. And
right.
I used to have this little saying sometimes that I used to say, I have to go and take the trash out. one day she said, "You don't have any trash in your hand." And I said, "I know. I just need to go out and pretend to throw away what I want to say to you because it's yours." You know what I mean? It's not really, instead of me reacting to her, I would just take myself outside and just throw it away instead of holding on to it. So that was one of the reflections that I found, Karen, for myself, is that if I hold on to it, I can't carry on with my own joy because I'm reflecting too much in her unhappiness in this moment, which will pass, because it always does. So that was the lesson for me, because I found that as a parent, you become that sponge as well and absorbing it. It's almost like, you know, when you listen to too much trash from people all around you, all their dramas, you can take it on too much. You know, you fill up your own trash can. So I'm kind of trying not to be involved in that because, you know, she's an adult now. And, you know, she has a life as an adult. So anyway, that's how I felt, because I really want to get on with my creation, you know, and my joy.
And you just explained perfectly in an example what we mean by you can look at that leaf as something dead and garbage, or you can look at it as something that's a nutrient. You are looking at your daughter's experience as a nutrient and not garbage. There's the distinction. Right there is a perfect example. Thank you.
Oh, and thank you for that compliment. Thank you.
You're welcome. That's the opportunity for everyone listening. That's what the eclipses brought up. They brought up all of this garbage for people to spew out the trash, and now the key is to look at it as a nutrient opportunity, as a strengthening tool, and move forward. Thank you, Tricia. Wow, Tricia, now I know why I clicked on you and your hand wasn't up. What happens when Mark hung up, I clicked as the thing moved. So I thought I was clicking on the other caller and it clicked on you instead. It's one of those. But this is why we needed that piece of information. Thank you so much.
Oh,
and I'm glad
you
come to peace with it.
Okay, great. You know what? I had to, because I felt that it was a reflection of many years of this, Karen, is that I stopped sharing some of my excitement with my daughter because I hate to say it, but there would be that killjoy of making me feel less because she was feeling less in herself. And so instead of sharing it, I just want to expose it to her that she finds it in the same way that any of my friends would find it on the web, if she wants to find it. You know, it's like saying, "Why don't you like my page that I wrote this book for?" And instead, one day she may decide that she does like to want to like my page, instead of questioning her, "Why don't you support me? Why don't you?" I don't do that, but in my mind, it's always there. Why don't you support what I do? Why don't? And now it's not important for me to have her support what I do. So that's my growth.
Right. Yeah, it's a perfect opportunity and expression of how to rebalance ourselves. So thank you. Thank you, thank you. You have a fabulous day.
Yes. Blessings.
Blessings. All right. So I have, we lost 267. Shucks. All right, I was going to come back to 267, but we've got, here's Mark back. Hello, Mark.
Namaste. Love, line, blessings, troll again.
Now I can hear you. Good.
Yeah, I rebooted the phone. I mean, you know, well, pretty soon, as you know, we'll be getting new and better technology anyway, so that will be good. All right, basically, I think what we were talking about is that the Wise Ones already touched on what's going on and energetically and so forth right now, moving, because that's what I was thinking before the show started, is, you know, we have the fall, and then we have the winter, and bringing closure to 2018, which we have a lot of transition energies and galactics and a lot of stuff going on over the next few months, and then taking all of that into closure and then rebirthing, like with the Phoenix, for 2019 moving forward. What do they see personally for myself, personally and professionally? As you know, that professional piece is moving forward, and then over the next few months, this year, and in this transitional period, and then bring all of that forward through the beginning of 2019.
You are in a holding pattern, as are many. And part of that holding pattern that is happening on the planet right now is all of this adjustment. Part of the holding pattern is because of there's too many people holding on to the garbage. They're holding on to the trash. They're holding on to all of the wrongs. And they're not taking the time to find the rights, finding the nourishment. And that's what is holding up a lot of the new possibilities right now. So what there is for you to do, because you have created some wonderful new possibilities and you're really clear on your path and your journey and what's next for you, you've gotten that visualized very well and will support you and all others. And you do this, we want to give you a new insight about it, is to continue to support all beings in releasing their garbage. And you could do this through meditation and just see people just like tossing out bags of garbage, like just even pulling garbage. I'm seeing an image, Mark. It's not too pleasant, but they're pulling garbage bags out of their mouths that are filled and tossing them, like just pulling out the garbage out of their beingness. And help them and say, I got it, and just throwing it into the vital flame. Let it just all transmute.
Right.
If anybody listening on this call, you can help the world right now and just keep, like, violet flaming their garbage. Here, I got it. Free garbage disposal right here. Violet flame it.
Right.
Throw it into a vat of violet flame. That will support the universe, because you know how to energetically do that. And enough of you, just visualize it. That will energetically support it. That will help get the holding pattern moving, because you have to get to a high enough vibration where there's, you know, you're beyond that stage of the process, because you're in the process. You know that. You're just
right.
Every day learning how detailed the process is that nobody understood before.
Right. And as you know, I perceive it differently than most, which we each have our own
exactly.
way of looking at things.
Which is why you will be able to add this piece to your daily work and support the movement of the process. Understand?
Sounds good. Yes, I understand. And, oh, you
Perfect.
Were, Karen was asking about ideas for a show idea. I was thinking, I know her team very well, as you know, And yes, I mean, of course, the wise ones are great and you're part of that. But the team that she brings in, like before we begin one of our drama council shows, or perhaps she could bring in some of the guardians that are guiding the drama council or something along that idea. You know, maybe you could work with her, not during the show or something, but to put something together, because there's this transitional period we are in now. So bringing her primary team, who I know, obviously, and also maybe some that are from the Galactics or that we have not spoken to yet that are part of the transitional period, and or the Guardians that are working with the Andromeda Council and other councils right now. Something along that idea.
Mark, that sounds like a good idea for the October 7th show, the Andromeda Council update. And what's coming to me on the 14th is to do something maybe with the wise, my wise council, which is God, Jesus, Buddha, Krishna,
right.
Archangel Michael,
exactly.
Archangel
That's
Raphael.
And Metatron, don't forget him.
Well, I don't. You work with him daily. I don't. He doesn't,
okay.
He's not on my group team.
Okay.
Or the Elohim.
All right.
It might be a chance to bring the Elohim back. So thank you for that. Thank you. But perhaps you brought in something for October 7th, because I don't know what's coming on that one. So thank you for that. Okay. Let me get this last caller, and I will thank you. I will talk to you soon.
Okay, because we do need to schedule that pre-recording. All right. Love, love,
yes,
and blessings to all.
Okay.
Namaste.
Bye-bye. Bye. 415. Hi.
Hey. Hi, it's Jessica. How you doing?
Jessica. Good. Very good. What question do you have today?
Well, it's been very interesting. I started traveling for work, which is awesome. It's something I've been wanting to do for years. And
nice.
I had a great time. Towards the end of my trip, I started feeling the energy shifting, and the people who I was doing healings on, I was just feeling some weird energy. I was doing it on their animals primarily, but they were getting healing as well. And It brought up a lot of things having to do with past lives that I've had reoccur in this life, having to do with like being sort of like persecuted and like rejected, you know, sort of ganged up on, all of a sudden like people turning on me. So I have been doing like a lot of healing work around that, and also just like sitting with it, being like, okay, this is still here, you know, like this still keeps coming up. And just kind of going through the sadness of it, and like, why won't, you know, the confusion of like, why won't this clear already? And I think something just dawned on me, and I've gone through different stages of it, and I've gone back to old ways of being with it. I'm at this place today that, because I kind of like shrunk, and I was feeling weird even about like sending thank yous from the event, because I felt this like pushback with some of the people. And I sent them, and I still felt that weird energy. And then I was like, well, you know, don't take anything personal, all that stuff, you know, but it still wasn't making me feel better. And then today I decided again to kind of step into that energy of, you know, I said thank yous to two of the people who helped organize it. And even though I was feeling, again, weird energy from them, I said, you know, again, thank you. And you know, my intention is to book more events like that. So here, you know, if you want to refer me, you know, I'll pay you this amount. And I guess I'm still sort of having like a little mixed feelings about it, because like, I know that people, you know, just act like who you are. You know, normally I pull back and then I start, you know, I know that somebody feels weird around me and I don't really engage with them. And, you know, you kind of like let them go and all of that. And I agree with that, but yet it was still a, I still feel like I'm going to get referrals from this. So I feel like I need to like still say, you know, here, thank you. And here's a, you know, I don't know. It's just weird. So I'd like this to be totally out of my system. And like I said, I mean, it's definitely repeated several times in this lifetime when people have turned on me. So anything that the wise ones wants to share with that, because again, I've played with different ways of acting around this energy. And I guess I'm still sort of searching for what feels right, you know, because when that clicks, your soul grows, you know, like you feel that. I haven't 100% felt
yes.
that yet, although I feel like I'm in the right path, although it doesn't make sense to my mind 100%. So, yeah, anything around that.
I'm laughing because it's similar to something that I'm going through right now. And I, you know, the whole good
always,
enough conversation, and you think, I got this handled, and then somebody, like, boom, hits that hammer, that trigger, and it's like, really, seriously, we're going back here again? I know, I'm good enough, where's this coming from? Yeah, I gotcha. So I'm looking forward to hearing this answer, too. Wise ones, go for it. This is all part of what we said earlier. That's what these energies are doing. They're triggering any points of sensitivity that you have. And it doesn't mean that you haven't worked on it at all. It means that instead of being a 90% trigger, it's probably down to a 10% trigger or a 5% trigger. You guys, and some of you have 50% ones left, and some of you have 90, and some of you have 70, and 30, and 40, and there are different levels to everything of how they get triggered. But here's the real bottom line. So we want to look at this leaf that's falling. Now, feeling the uncomfortable energy is like looking at the leaf as dead and knowing that it went really well, you're going to get referrals, is looking at the nourishment. So you are in the process of autumnally balancing your equinox, if that's even verbiage, guys. So what we want to say is this. Here's the missing piece that will help all of you. What happens because you are your full expression and you are going out and you are doing the work? What you did was you brought forth their trigger points. And you stepped on their sore toe without knowing it was sore and knowing that you even stepped on it. So they're reacting to that sore that was brought up by your work, piece to remember. It's not you. It's the fact that you brought it up and they have to emotionally deal with it now. So the greatest gift you can give them and yourself is similar to what we said to Mark. Send them love. Ask for the angels to help heal them and surround them with love. Ask for that all to be balanced and to know and align yourself with your I am one with all my light aspects and reset your intention for your work. Reset that. Every time you start to feel the uneasiness, go back to assuring yourself, setting yourself up, getting your light stable, then send them love. That is the way that you will stand in your strength. That is the way that you will receive nourishment from this experience. And it is the way you will send nourishment back to all of them in the experience. That's how you rebalance it.
Well, I guess there's two things to say to the wise ones. One is a saying, something to say, and one is like a question. One is, I don't want to send light back to them because my feeling is I've already done the work. I got paid for it. That connection is done for the time being. And for me to spend energy to go send love again, I don't want to do that. So that's sort of like, you could call it a resistance, but I don't want to do it. It feels like doing double the work. And also I'm being reminded of, like, I was going through a major thing with, like, my parents years ago, and I was doing so much, like, energy work around them, like, surrounding them with, like, a pink bubble or a green bubble, and it was, like, so much energy for nothing. And the second part of that is that my work tends to hit on people's triggers a lot, and I know, like, consciously, logically, like, I know that that's what my work is. I know it's not about me. I know that they're projecting onto me. And I know that that's also a gift for that I'm giving them, because it's helping them clean up things that are not themselves, you know, parts that are wounded. So with that said, how do I continue on in a situation like that when I am, say, doing an event for several days, or even just being, you know, working with clients, because it really kind of, I'm not letting it pull me back as much as I did in the past, but it makes me want to, like, pull back and sort of shrink, because it's like, look what you did. And, like, it's sort of like a shame of, this is what your work does. And at what point will it be like, again, I've been working on this for, like, millions of years. Like, at what point is it like, I accept myself, I accept my gift, I'm proud of it, I'm not ashamed of it, and then that's reflected in other people rather than the, and I know they're saying that, oh, that's the trigger, but, like, you know, how does someone build a business or even popularity when you're, like, triggering people, like, left and right?
So, there are multiple answers to this question and the statements that were made, and it is also the reason we had Karen talk about what she did in the very beginning of the show. And yes, anybody's work right now, especially the spiritual light workers and healers that are on the planet, you first of all walking the walk and learning how to do it for yourself, and then you're sharing that. And when you are, that is your purpose, go about it. By helping someone see their trigger points and then walking away, you've done the work. That is one modality. And if you walk away and don't do anything back, it would be like going to a doctor who says, here's your condition, good luck with that, and never being able to go back to that doctor again to move through the condition.
Right, but that's their responsibility to come back to me. Like, the doctor's not chasing after the client saying, hey, you got triggered, let's work through that. That's like the person's coming back.
Correct. However, when you're doing spiritual work, you're not only in the physical. You're dealing with every layer of the energy field. And if, in fact, you are doing the work with them and then disconnecting, you're no longer a source for them. And we understand, and this is part of the whole rebalancing act, and we're going to use this as a example for everyone. The old paradigm of healing is you filled yourself up, you went out, and you gave that energy away. Then you have to disconnect to go back and fill yourself up again. The new balance, the new paradigm since 2012 is that you give out with your right hand and you receive with your left hand. So you are a continual flow of energy that flows through you. And when we say to send love to these people, if you get that thought of upset, that they're upset with you, just send, just it takes seconds to say, thank you for surrounding them with love, and then moving on with your day. Because they feel, they will feel even more powerfully now if you say, nope, I don't want anything to do. And that's like you're slamming the door shut. They're not going to come back to you. They're energetically going to feel that energy from you. But if you can constantly, when you feel they're upset, coming towards you and just say, bless you, and I, you know, I wish you ease with this process. That's the energy they're going to feel and want to call you again. So be careful. You're right. You can do what you said. You can just, that's it. I did my work. They have to call me again. They will feel that in this new energy very strongly, that they're cut off. So that is something to be totally aware of. And we're not saying you have to sit and spend hours meditating for them. If you feel upset from anybody, and this doesn't even have to be a client, we want everybody to know, if you feel it from a family member, a friend, any upset, just bless, like just pull love to the whole situation around you and them until you can feel uplifted again, and then move on. It doesn't, talking seconds to a minute of energy. The other person will feel it. You send a negative thought about someone out, they're feeling it. They will feel it. It's no different than the phone rings and you go, oh, and a person pops into your mind. Same thing. When you have a negative thought you send out towards someone, they feel it. It's that crystal clear in everything in life now. That's what this energy is bringing forth. So please be aware of what you're sending back or what you're closing off, because there will be ripple effects to it. So that's what we want to offer you. It's you will expand your business when you bless someone's process and wish them, you know, and surround them with love in the process, because then you're going to be that source of light they're going to remember. It's energetically, you don't have to physically be in front of them and turn around and close, and give them your back. Energetically, you can do that just as easily. So that's the caution we want to give to you. Yes, you can handle it both ways. We are in an energy field right now, or Earth is, that they are going to feel it. It's like they can see you turn your back. They will feel that. Does that help you understand better?
I understand that. I guess that's like sort of the second part, or like the wounded part of me says, well, you know, they're projecting this stuff on me, and then I have to sort of be the bigger person to like surround them with love. You know, it's like they were the ones who I felt talking about me. They were the ones who I felt, you know, like I was feeling this like shitty energy from them. So it's sort of like, I guess you have to just, you know, I had to take care of my emotions and like my wounded self. It's sort of like the, it's not fair. You know, I had to take care of my wounded self. I had to like still pretend everything was okay when I felt some weird energy around a couple of them. So I had to take I had to take care of all myself. And now they're saying, well, just surround it with love too. And it's like, you're asking me to do double duty here.
Are we? Or is this the walk that is for every day? You will find your everyday easier when you choose to surround everything with love, because that's the bottom line. That's the fifth dimensional energy.
Well, then the question is like, so if I do that, if that's the practice for every day, I guess it's sort of like, again, like, well, if I'm doing healing work on somebody, then I don't want to, you know, like, sure, everyday people, I could do that. But then if I'm doing one session for somebody, it's sort of like, you know, it's that thing of like, I'm not being paid for that. It's like that sort of fighting is coming up. But like, so if I do that, then does that mean that people, when they get triggered, or that they'll get less triggered around me / my work, and that it'll be more of like an instant, because I was celebrated immediately, and then it was like, you know, again, like the things came up for them, and then it felt sort of weird. So will that stop then, if it's the sending love practice all the time?
It will. If when you start that process, you will no longer take it personal. It's similar to what we talked about with Trisha and her daughter. She could have perceived her daughter spewing anger as her something about her. But instead she chose to see it as, oh, her daughter's releasing stuff that's happening in her life. And she's trying to find her own path. So I'm going to love her through this and know that this isn't about me and it's about her finding her way. Same concept, whether it's a client, whether it's a personal friend, whether it's a child, whether it's a lover, whether it's a parent. It's the same concept. And the more that you, all of you can walk forward and choose to send love to everything that's going on, no different than when you hear about shootings. You know, the only thing that gives Karen peace, we got her to the point of, if she hears about shootings or she heard about the hurricane, every night she'd go to bed and she'd send love and she'd ask for violet flame to dissolve the traumatic, chaotic energy of the storm. Really, that's what fifth dimensional energy is to stand in a field of love about everything in your life. And that is the place that you're going to stay centered in peace, because then you're not going to get triggered. You're going to go, oh, yeah, they're processing their stuff. How do I support them through that? This is what I'm going to do. Now, if you, you know, look at the people that you trust, you trust us to give you information, and there's other people you trust. Why do you trust them? Do you feel negative energy back from them, or do you feel always positive energy from them? That's like, who do you want to be? What is the source you want to be? And that walk is going to, when you can stand in a walk of inner peace, then things around you, that's the eye of the storm. You won't get triggered by things around you, because you'll be in inner peace. That is really the walk to the fifth dimensional world. Stay in that eye, that center of peace towards everything, and know that everything that's happening around you is an expression of people screaming to get to peace and love. That is what this whole ascension time is about. Thank you for bringing up this distinction so clearly. Because the new energies are causing you all to look at the storm and experience the storm and figure out how to get back to the balance of the I, the center, the love, the expression of yourself. Know who you are and who you aren't.
Right. So they're saying...
Go ahead.
Well, so basically they're saying what I'm doing as far as like still contacting these people is then the correct thing. Because if I was still in love, even though I can feel whatever discomfort that they're feeling, that it's still for me to act, quote, like everything's normal actually does sound like that's the way to do it.
You are sending love.
I just, right. Okay. I just got some chills when you said that. Yes. Yeah, so I'm already doing it. Okay.
And when you feel the thought and it starts to make you upset, just go, oh, right. I love to all of us. This is going to help me heal. Cause when you send love out, you have to be in a state of love. So it's supporting you as well.
Interesting. Okay. So I see how I take it personally when whoever does it around my business or about me personally, I take that personally. Like it when it's, yeah. And
that's your inner child wanting to be good enough. You got it. And that's for everybody listening. When you feel that, then you're being triggered. And by loving the situation, by sending love to self and to others, by turning that leaf around from being garbage to nutrients, you're going, oh, okay, my inner child needs to be hugged and their inner child needs to be hugged. Okay, got it. I'm sending love. And that brings you back to the eye of the storm. That is the equinox. And in this autumnal energy of this new phase of space in the Aquarian constellation, that is what you do to get back to balance. Well done, Jessica. Thank you. Wow, Jessica, that was perfect. We somehow lost her, and I'm not sure how that happened. So, all right. It's quarter after. We've just lost two people. I'm going to close up the show because I feel like we just got the perfect balance here. Yes, we did. That brought us right back around to what this equinox and this autumnal energy that's coming in and how to get back to the balance, to center the eye of the storm in all of it. Because everybody's being triggered. And when you can honor yours and theirs, you get back to the center. You get back to balance. And you're not only serving you, you're serving everything on the planet. The other person, the field of human consciousness, the Earth consciousness, and all of the galactic connections that come along with that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Karen, you can take them out again with the balance of energy, how to equinox, how to balance in this new energy field. Thank you, wise ones, very much. This brings another perspective to it. Thank you. All right, everyone, we'll see you back. Anybody in the Pennsylvania area, I hope to see you at the Empower Holistic Light Expo in Oaks, Pennsylvania on the 29th and 30th. And I will be sending out a new WOW newsletter by the 30th. And we'll be back on the 7th, Mark and I, with another fascinating episode of the Andromeda Council Update for all. And any ideas for the 14th, the October 14th show, please email me at Karen@KarenCressman.com. All right, guys, here we go. Miyahoko, kyoko, miyahoko, kyoto, miyahoko, kyoto. Hi, anima mia taka tio. Haya nohana taka kio. Kaya choka mia mana nito. Kaya hito. Hamda mia to kaya hachi hiko. Thank you all. We'll see you back in 2 weeks. Thank you for being a part of the Awakenings family and making such a difference in this world. Goodbye for now.